إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of trust, what I would like to remind myself and you is that trust is based on two things. The ability of somebody, what are the strengths of that person, what are the resources that they have access to, what do they own, what do they control, what powers do they have. So, the ability of a person. The second one that trust is based on is the record of that person having used those abilities and those resources for our benefit. So, you have, you can have four possibilities, but if you put it on a horizontal and vertical axis, four blocker, you have somebody who does not have ability but who has the intention and, you know, good faith and love and so on for us, that they would like to use those abilities. If they had had them, they would have used them. So that's one. The second one is somebody who has the ability but they are not really interested in us. So even though they have the ability, that ability is no good to us. Number three is someone who neither has the ability nor the interest. So we can leave that aside. And the fourth one is somebody who has the ability and has demonstrated the interest to use that ability for our benefit. And those are the people we trust, people who have the ability and who are willing to use that ability for our benefit. These are the best of our friends. These are the people that we trust the most. Now, my question to myself and you is, how do we view Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Because the whole issue of trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called tawakkul ala Allah, is based on these two things. On the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and the resources. He is the creator of the power and the resources. So obviously, He is the owner of the power and the resources. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with due respect, that is the respect that is due to His great and glorious person, he has the track record of having used that for our benefit. I mean, he is our creator, he is our sustainer. All you need to do is look in the mirror and you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped and guided and done everything that is good for us. Yet, therefore, you have to ask yourself the question, say, then why do we have problems with tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it that we have problems with trusting Allah? Now, I'm sure that nobody, no Muslim anyway, will say, I don't trust Allah. So it's not a matter of stating that. But it's a matter of looking at our own lives and saying, am I leading my life in a way which demonstrates that I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I living my life in a state which demonstrates the fact that I do not trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's a question, personal question, that each one of us has to answer. Now, to be able to answer that question, let me try to see if I can I can put together a couple of criteria of judgment. Now, a life which is based or led or being led with faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a life that must, first of all, be in line with His wishes, because obviously, I can't say I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I am disobeying Him at the same time. So that's the first one. Second one is that that life must be free from stress, must be free from worries, must be free from all kinds of fears, because I am trusting Allah. And as I said, trust is based on knowing who Allah is, knowing the power and glory and majesty of Allah. So if I know the power and glory and majesty of Allah and I have this faith which is based on my on the track record that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to help me, has used it to help me, and He continues to use it to help me. If I have this track record with me and I have this faith, then automatically it follows that my life is free from fear, because here is this, here is Allah who is all powerful and He is willing to help me. He is willing to use His power to help me. So therefore, my life must be free from stress and free from worries. So second one, first obedience, second one is a life which is free from stress and worries. And the third condition or criterion of living a life which has tawakkul is preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because that's part of the equation, that we have this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will call us and we will all go and stand before Him. So therefore, what is my preparation to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The reason I'm saying this is because I think it's very important for us to reflect on this and bring our lives in line. First of all, because in this dunya, there's no sense in living a life which is full of fear and anxiety and, you know, will it happen, will it not happen, and so on and so forth. We have this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have a track record throughout our lives of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped us. So now why would you not trust Him? The second thing, of course, is that we obey Him because we love Him, and because we have this great favor of His on us, and makes absolutely, therefore, it makes no sense to disobey Him. And the third one is that we will meet Him one day, so we prepare for it. I'm saying this because constantly I keep getting asked this question with respect to the Standard Bearers Academy, which inshallah we've started this journey, the land that we have contracted to buy, and so on and so forth in Australia. Question always comes up and say, well, you know, what if it doesn't happen? What if we can't find the funds? What if people will not contribute to create this school of global Muslim leaders? And my question always is that why would I think that? Why would I say what if it doesn't happen? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my record with my Rabb is that He's never let me down. He's never disappointed me. Why would I want to even imagine that He will do that? He gave us this dream, and we have held this dream in our hearts for the last 14 years, and we've been carrying on in the face of not opposition, because we never had any opposition, but it's a phase of absence of tangible results, because we couldn't buy the land, we couldn't get the land in India, and so on. So, despite all that, we haven't lost the dream, hasn't lost momentum. We haven't lost faith in the dream. We still dream. We still want it. Now, why would we then start distrusting suddenly, especially when the dream looks like it's going to come true, inshallah, very soon? So that's the point that I keep reminding myself, and I remind you that let us get this thing together for ourselves and say, what is it that I really believe? Do I really believe in Allah? If I really believe in Allah, then why am I asking this question, what if it doesn't happen? What if my life doesn't go according to plan, and so on? And if that question comes in, then obviously very quickly you go back and look and say, well, trust is the other two aspects of trust, which is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So am I being obedient to Allah, or am I disobeying Allah? Because if I'm disobeying Allah, then maybe I need to fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not help me because I'm not being obedient to Him. So straighten my life, correct my life, bring my life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is looking at the fact that I have to meet Him one day. So what's my preparation for that? So I think these are the things that we really need to keep in mind. Now, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that, and to help us to remember and bring our lives in line with His orders, so that all of these anxieties and fears and so on and so forth that we live under will inshallah disappear, because we will have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have tawakkul on Allah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this tawakkul. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.